In democracies, people vote for their interest.
Why are our policies this way, where it is so to do with polarity? It's so to do with this sort of push and pull that seems to go in either direction.
Well, it's the same as in the 1930s, and particularly in Europe, but to some extent in the United States. Plato, in his book, The Republic, you know, a couple of thousand years ago, more than that, wrote about it. In democracies, people vote for their interest. And so what happens is the majority of people want to say, give me more. Politicians want to give them more. They're willing to get in debt to do these things. Discipline is not, you know, the thing. Okay, we're going to be disciplined. And that's why Plato said in the cycle for democracy, or you saw it in the 1930s, or you're seeing it now, is you want somebody to get control of this thing and make it work well. And then there's two visions as to who that somebody is. In Italy, which is fascist, make the trains run on time, make things work. And then each has a different vision of what that is. And that's why you had fascism and communism in the 30s. Okay. One is, I need a strong leader to make a command economy to get everybody to have discipline and do it in a sort of pro-business, pro-capitalist way, or I needed to redistribute the opportunities and so on and do it in a communist way. And therefore, you had the fights.